This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The murder of George Floyd more than 2 years ago prompted colleges and universities to pledge they would increase their contracting with businesses owned by people of color. With an update from Boston, here's GBH's Kirk Carapeza.
Terrell Calloway runs a graphics and printing firm in downtown Boston, a short distance from about a dozen colleges.
We print anything from business cards, flyers, banners, signs, anything print.
What's it like working with colleges around here?
Colleges have been pretty challenging in terms of getting to the suppliers.
Why?
I call it the good old boy system, so it's the easy way out.
Colleges have long professed diversity as a core value, and many of them have pledged to increase contracting with small black-owned companies like Callaway's. Supplier diversity, though, appears to still be more of an aspiration than a reality in higher education, a nationwide industry that spends more than $630 billion each year.
Most money is going to the big companies.
That's policy researcher Youngbok Ryu, who teaches at Northeastern University. His research team surveyed 300 small companies owned by people of color in college towns across the country, and a majority of them had 10 or fewer employees.
Most of them mentioned that there is a huge barrier to entry to higher education.
And specifically, a barrier to landing college contracts for services like construction, food service, and legal work. The National Association of College and University Business Officers says increasing diversity in contracting is a priority for its members, but adds that right now, few colleges are tracking the diversity of the companies they do business with. While colleges keep tinkering around the edges, Terrell Calloway says he's noticed a few more schools in Boston reaching out for his services.
Since Black Lives Matter, it has mattered, and who you give your business to and how you give your business does matter.
This spring, he landed a small contract with nearby Northeastern to print banners for Alumni Weekend, a classic example, he says, of how opportunity meets demand. In Boston, I'm Kirk Carapeza for Marketplace.